Why do I keep seeing the number 333?
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and today, oh yes, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Oh, it feels good to be flying like an eagle today. I have to say it. The wind is out. It's windy. And when you go outside and you look at the hawks and the big birds of prey flying, they're just kind of hovering in the air. It's absolutely amazing. Well, I want to remind you that if you are going through a challenge in your life with your relationship, your love affair, your business, anything of that nature, and you'd like to find out about putting the law of attraction to work for you to help you manifest what you desire, I'd like you to claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And you go to www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Also want to thank everybody for sharing our podcast. Our shares are way up, and it really means a lot to us because it says that what we're doing every day means a lot to you, and you want to share it with other people as well. Well, today we're talking about the number 3, or the number 33, or the number 333. Are you seeing this number? I know people all over the world are writing me, and they're saying, "What the is going on, Robert? I'm seeing the number 333 repeatedly. I mean, I wake up and it's 333, you know, in the morning. And I see it on license plates. I see it on mailboxes. As a matter of fact, not long ago, Rachel and I were looking at a house and we went to the address in this absolutely gorgeous historic house. And I didn't notice it until after we had looked around and I walked outside that the number was 333. And I kept telling Rachel, I said, "Well, I don't like the house all that much, but I absolutely love the address." So anyway, if you're seeing this number, I think it's a good sign. I think it's a very good sign. Remember, we're not talking about numerology per se. What we're talking about is the law of attraction in your life and manifesting what you desire. And the universe needs to communicate back to you. Now, you communicate to the universe through your vibration, through your thoughts, and through your feelings. But the universe, it doesn't speak English. So it needs to communicate back to you. And one of the most common ways of communication, universal language, is math or numbers.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
The number 3 in the ancient Kabbalah relates to the Sephira called Binah. Now, this is very important because we have Keter, which is the highest vibration. And Keter is pure presence of God, so to speak, pure presence of light. And as Keter expands, it becomes wisdom, which is the number 2. And wisdom is Chokmah. We've talked about number 2. We have a podcast on that one. You can look it up. But then wisdom in and of itself isn't enough. You need understanding. What you understand, you can manifest. When you understand something, you can make something happen in your life. But, you know, a lot of people are caught up in wisdom, in that energy and vibration of wisdom, and they never get over to the area of manifestation. And so they're kind of like out in the clouds. They're very wise. They're connected to source, but they are not giving it a container. So think of the number three almost as a womb. You know, it's a container, and it's the feminine principle, Bana, on the Kabbalistic tree of life. Now, as that relates, if you are seeing the number three, I think that's hugely powerful, and it can be 33 or 333 or 3333. I mean, there's a lot of variations of this, and each one has a slightly different meaning that we'll go into here in a moment. But think of two lovers. Think of one of them who lives on the farm and one of them who lives in the city, and they both have different views on life. One has a rural view, one has a urban view, and they get together and they fall in love. That's the number two. But at some point in time, if they don't progress to the number three, and what is the number three? The number three is, it's not the urban way, it's not your way, it's not the country way, it's not my way. It's now a new way. It's our way. And so three is the fruit of two coming together in union. Now that fruit doesn't always have to be physical offspring. It can simply mean that these two individuals are now synergizing in a harmonious fashion. So when I see threes coming up, I see harmony and I see synergy taking place, whether it's my business or my marriage or whatever it is, okay? Whatever it is that I'm focusing on at that moment, because the universe is speaking to you based on what you are focusing your mind on at any given time. Three is a third way. It's developed love. So say we have two people again that are in love, but they don't have commitment. They don't have relationship. Are you in a relationship right now that doesn't have commitment? When you start seeing three, three, three over and over and over again, you can be absolutely certain that you have transformed into a level of commitment, where now you are moving beyond this me, you stage. I, you, me, you. And you're moving to us. Us as a singularity. Us. And so it's very, very powerful. The number three or 33 or especially 333, any one of those combinations that you're seeing repetitively, I'm not talking about once in a while, but repetitively, is an indication that you are seriously into manifestation flow. Remember back in two, you were just beginning. You were getting ready to flow energy into your life, vibration into your life, manifestation into your life, desire into your life. But it hadn't happened yet. It was still in that infancy stage. But now with three, 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 oh, you are already in the manifestation flow. You are manifesting more than you ever realized possible. And you may not even be aware of it yet. You may not even be totally aware of it. In the area of love, you are manifesting a deep bond, a deep trust, a deep commitment. You are manifesting us. In the area of career, you've moved beyond, I'm starting my career, and you are now firmly in your career. And your career is constantly blossoming. Opportunities are opening up to you on a regular basis. It also indicates that your personal power is stable now. It's not just beginning. It's not just starting. It's not just on and off. Your personal power is stable and strong. You are worthy. Say it now. I am worthy. You are worthy of this manifestation that is taking place in your life. 333 is a sign from your higher self or holy guardian angel or whatever you would like to call it, divine source, infinite field of potential. But it's a sign that you are now, you see, two, you were coming into creation. You were coming into creating something special. But with 333, you are now fully a co-creator. You have the ability to think thoughts and manifest them. So I will warn you right now, and I mean this, do not doubt me. Guard your thoughts. If you are seeing the number 333 over and over again, you need to guard your thoughts because your thoughts have weight. They have power to create the life you desire. You are fully a co-creator of your reality because you've come into alignment with, and here's the word alignment. Isn't that beautiful? And how many vertebrae do we have? 33 in the human spine, 33 vertebrae. So, and what does the spine do? It puts the body into alignment. 33 is symbolical of the master teacher. And who is the master teacher? It is infinite source, the universe, now working through you. Oh, it's exciting. The universe is teaching you now. So spend more time listening. Spend more time meditating. Spend more time fasting. Yes, fast. I like intermittent fasting where you fast part of each day for, say, 5 days in a row, then you take the weekend off. But you need to kind of clear your mind because the universe, the master teacher, is now teaching you. 33 is the age of the death of Jesus Christ. And that's very significant because at 33, he's transforming into a new being, a new light. The same being, but transformation. 33 is also the master number of the highest grade in Scottish Rite Masonry. Usually, you can only go up to 32 grades in Masonry. But if you provide extra service over a period of years, you can be nominated for the final 33rd degree. It means that you are truly a master. And so even more importantly, though, I think it means, in my opinion, it means you are in alignment with your body, with your mind, with your soul, and with source energy. Oh, I got to say this. If you are seeing the number 3, or 33, or 333 over and over again, I've just got to say this right now. Something good is happening in your life. Something really good is happening in your life. You're not just getting ready to take off. You're not just getting ready to fly. You are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. And I'm excited for you. Send me a letter. Tell me what's going on in your life. I'm absolutely excited. And remember to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching if you need some one-on-one coaching at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Fill out the form. We'll get back to you. Thank you for subscribing to us on YouTube. And wow, 333. I'm fired up. I'm excited. I see it already. Have a great day now because you deserve it.